Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Grace Marie Turner is our guest and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of the Galen Institute, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. She's got more credentials than you can imagine, and especially in the area of healthcare public policy. She's been our anchor in that area for almost 15 years now. Grace Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. The Galen Institute, Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org is the website. I encourage you to go there and support all the work that they do. Grace Marie, we woke up one day this week to be introduced to a new component of Obamacare that nobody had ever heard about, at least not associated with Obamacare, and that's apparently thousands of navigators. What is this all about?
Well, these are people who are designed to replace the health insurance underwriters, health insurance agents that do such a fabulous job, particularly for small business. I speak to their groups all over the country, and I just have so much respect for what they do to help small businesses get health insurance and, you know, deal with all the claims issues. Well, the administration doesn't want them to be enrolling people in this new Obamacare insurance. They want a whole new set of people that will be able to help people fill out the forms. These are major, really intrusive forms, you have to know.
Yeah.
Income,
we wanna,
family
this is
size,
a,
your
folks, think about this. Number. Think about this as the post office or DMV for Obamacare.
In California, they think they're going to need 20,000 navigators just to enroll people in this new Obamacare health insurance. 20,000 people.
That's just in that one state, folks.
Fill out a 21-page form. When you really look, that's the sort of the easy version. The real form is 61 pages.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who are not going to have experience with health insurance. In fact, the law says they can't have
with health insurance. They're going to spend billions of dollars. Did I hear that these navigators are actually going to be startup businesses? The government was this crony capitalism? They're going to give money, loans to people who are going to be doing this?
They're not loans. They're going to get paid. And I said they're going to be paid $30-$40 an hour. I mean, this is really a racket. But you're right, Jim. These exchanges are basically major new businesses,
new entities,
not small businesses,
funded by the government that's going to actually put other people out of work.
On day one, on October 1, these exchanges are supposed to be able to serve a population of something like 20 million people.
Yeah.
How many businesses do you know of that would start from 0 to 20 million customers on one day?
None.
That's crazy. Nobody would do that.
Yeah.
But that's what these exchanges
this
are supposed
This is an example,
to do.
Folks, of people running your government who don't know anything about how to put something like this together. You know how to do it, small business owners. If you were up there helping them, you would be able to say, hey, guys, this is going to take a lot more thought and work and planning and design. And, you know, this is not ready for prime time. That's what you would say if they were rolling this out in front of you, because you know what it takes to put things together and to create a quality product.
That's right. And once they find people that are eligible for the subsidies, get them enrolled, then all that 21 pages or 61 pages of data have to be entered in some sort of a database.
Mm-hmm.
Then that has to be connected with the IRS, the person's employer, the state.
What
Medicaid.
About our privacy?
It's a huge program, issue.
What about HIPAA? I mean, if we're protecting so much on HIPAA, the healthcare law of information law. Why is this different?
I absolutely agree, and I think that you're going to find that a lot of people who are giving them their credit card numbers so that they can have their part of the premium paid. What's going to happen to all of that information? Where are the safeguards?
America has never seen the disaster in society like Obamacare is raining down on us right now.
And all the people who don't have jobs because employers are trying to figure out how they're going to survive.
Yep.
And not have to pay the huge fines or the Obamacare insurance costs.
It all comes back to the policies of President Obama. As I said earlier in the hour, folks, it's just the way it is. I mean, the evidence is in front of us. Grace Marie Turner, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back again.
Jim, always
soon.
A pleasure.
Grace Marie Turner, folks, Galen.org. Check that website out. Support this organization. They're doing great work. Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. You can still buy that in the new in bookstores and on Amazon and other online stores. So check that out. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.